Hey, it's April 13th. How are you? How's it going? Dave, it's me. It's me, Dave. I'm Dave. How are you? Hope you're doing all right. Okay, so what am I going to talk about? Wow, what isn't there to talk about? This past week, you know, I've been dealing with a snake bite. Snake bite? No, stop. It was not a snake bite. I don't know why I said that. It's a spider bite. Just as bad, though. I would have preferred a snake bite. It would have been quicker. Maybe that's where I was going with that. Because if you've ever been bitten by a spider, oh my. Now, I'm not going to harp on it too much, but dang, it hurt. It oozed. It's painful, and it leaves a big old hole where the bite is. And that's where I'm at now. I'm at the tail end of it. Get it? Snake tail. Okay. Anyway, but it's a spider bite. I'm at the tail end of it. It's drained as much as it's possibly ever going to drain. Maybe there's a little bit here and there. But holy moly, the pain, the discomfort, the lack of sleep, the stress it puts on other parts of your body because, well, it was under my, the bite was in the back of my underarm towards the back of my right arm. And I love sleeping on my right side. I could not sleep on my right side. So there I am stressing my left side, the other sides of my body, everything else is compensating at night. So I didn't have any real good sleep for the first week of this. And then it started oozing. It finally came to the little pustules. And I'm being graphic, but again, it's just one of those things just to show what's going on if you've never been bitten by a spider. One of those spiders that has poison, that has enough poison that they say can and could quite possibly kill a person if it was a full mature spider. But not my case, luckily. And it was terrible. But it taught me a lot. One, I had to slow down. I had to rest. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't work, really. I couldn't get out and about. I couldn't type. I wasn't writing. And slowly, here and there, when I could, I would just piece things together. I think in my latest book, my latest fiction, I wrote maybe three sentences. And that's not a good thing. But by the same token, or on the other side of the same token, I slept. I got to relax. I got to sleep and sleep during the day, which I hate. I detest sleeping during the day. But I've been sleeping better, and that's a good thing. Take one Tylenol to sleep at night just to reduce the swelling in my armpit, and it worked. One Tylenol still works for me. Now, I know there's people that will say, oh, no, you need codeine this or Tylenol 3 that, or you need something stronger. And it's like, you know what? Aspirin, one aspirin tablet and one Tylenol tablet still works for me. You do whatever you want. I don't care. I know what works for me. Oh, well, you should do this. You should do that. You know what? I looked at my old military survival handbooks. And I did exactly what they said to do. And that's why it's in a survival handbook. Obviously, you're going to survive. So with that being said, just a little care, a little time, a little patience, and a little sleep does wonders. But also having some people, great people to support you and to back you up also helps. And that, my friends, is a very good thing because that did wonders. There was sometimes, some days that all I wanted was just soup, just to replenish the liquids that were pouring out of me, and all the energy to create that and everything behind it. So, you know, it's just, they were very patient with me, and I do appreciate that. But, of course, there's sometimes that work has to get done. You have to do things. You have to get all dressed up and put on a shirt and a tie and a coat and move out. And when you do that, you still have to suck it up and you still have to drive on. So with that being said, that's what happened. Other than that, finally starting to feel better. Hopefully this should be a good weekend to really get some more relaxed time in and face next week running. And other than that, that's it for today. This is the Daily Dave for Thursday, August 13th. August, see? Okay, never mind. I still need more rest. This is Dave. The Daily Dave for April 13, 2017. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. If I don't talk to you tomorrow, I'll talk to you soon, though.